Today's message, it's 102.7 Mike in the Afternoon, along with Jill. It is time now for the Water Cooler Conversations. And I actually saw this story in the news just last night.
Mm.
And so I knew where this was going because I'm familiar with this. There's a pregnant mom in Georgia. She's expected to give birth later this month, and she's now facing a court date for disorderly conduct.
Wow. I mean, somebody was threatening her life or something?
No.
Or her baby?
No.
Oh.
No, nothing like that. Matter of fact, it's kind of hard to find this being disorderly, but I don't know. She's pregnant, and so I saw that, and right. I'm thinking that, maybe she just, flipped out. You know, sometimes you get emotional whenever you're pregnant. I haven't been pregnant. I just look like
that's
it.
That's just what you, yeah. That's nice.
But I've never.
The word on the street is.
Yeah, never been in that situation, though. And the reason that she was given this disorderly conduct is because she reportedly let her 3-year-old urinate in a gas station parking lot.
Well, yeah, you're probably not supposed to do that.
Yeah, well, yeah. He's a 3-year-old.
But when you got to go, you got to go.
Exactly. Because here's how it went down.
Was he at least, like, hidden by the grass or something?
Well, that's what she felt. Okay, so here's the thing. Brooke John, she was driving around Augusta when her son alerted her that he needed to make a pit stop. Okay. When 3-year-olds got to go and they do the pee-pee dance in
you gotta
the car, you got to go.
There's no other options, really.
And she says she pulled into this gas station parking lot and was unable to carry him inside because she's pregnant and he's 3 and he's big. And so she let him urinate outside while covering him.
Oh.
So
who ratted them out, jerks?
A nearby police officer.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, he's like, why? Now I have to do my job and write some paperwork.
Yeah. Well, it attracted the attention of this nearby police officer. And she said, I said, well, accidents happen. And he was like, take him to the bathroom.
Well, it's a little late.
Yeah.
You ding dong.
And she said, well, I was trying to get him into the bathroom. And what if I ran into the bathroom and somebody had been there? What was I going to let him do then? Pee on the floor of the gas station?
It's like, apparently.
I let him be here. It's like at the parking lot over here by the curb, It's like trying to hide it for everybody to see, And here, I just... It's like, what's going on that you go, all
right.
Is
that really the biggest issue?
Yeah.
It's really a little ridiculous. Maybe a warning.
It's Augusta, Georgia. I mean, they've got some serious
bigger fish to fry
crime down there that I would think that deserves some attention rather than, hey, you let that little boy pee there in the parking lot?
One would think.
Well, come on over here. It's a problem. And so now she has a court date. At the end of the month, just days before she's due with her next child.
Oh, that's not fair. I hope she gets a good attorney.
Well, yeah, because it seems like, okay, if she had just, opened the car window and just let him start whizzing,
Would that have been a worse or better issue?
Yeah, it's like, well, if I'm going to jail anyway.
Yeah.
Because the judge...
on the police car while you're
there you go. Because the judge could drop the charges, but if not... She reportedly faces up to $1,000 in fines and 60 days in jail.
Well, now that it's been thrown out there in the media, people will probably come to her side.
I would think so, because it just seems, it seems outrageous.
A little bit, yeah.
And I think
it seems like there's way bigger things happening in the nation than that.
Well, and all the time we get these stories and you start saying, all right, maybe there's more to the story.
Yeah.
But I'm like, what more could there be?
Yeah, that one makes sense, as is.
Yeah, because, the thing is, what did she, she's pregnant. She's already frustrated that she had to stop and let him go to the bathroom. 3 years old, they don't want him to pee in the car. And so you're about to have this baby. So I'm thinking, what? Did the officer make some sort of remark? And so she went off on it.
Yeah. Did she punch the cop?
That's probably what happened. But she didn't punch the cop. But he still felt like, all right, I'll show you, lady. I'll write you a ticket. And take him to the bathroom.
He sounds like not a nice dude.
Right. Wonder how many kids he has, And if he,
probably
and,
none.
Well, and if he has kids, it's like it's actually his wife. He should go home and tell her about this.
Right.
And let her tell him what it's like whenever you go
see
through
how
this.
That goes.
Yeah. It's like, oh, okay. Well, you know, guess what Junior did? Do you know what he did one time? Yeah. He pooped behind a tree, you know, because there's a possibility that
that
that's
probably
happened.
Did happen.
Yeah. So, all right, there you go. Water cooler conversations. Thanks, Jill.
Thank you.
Today's best hits. It's 102.7.